On this morning's worship service, inspired by Thomas Merton's Book of Hours, we celebrate the morning, the day, and the night. And so I first begin on reflecting on the morning, so I should say good morning. And you have to understand that I think all mornings are good, for I am a morning person. So I am happy to be with you reflecting about mornings. Over the past 2 months, I have developed a new morning routine. I roll out of bed early. That's not necessarily new. I always do that. But I roll out of bed early, and I get dressed and stumble out into the streets of my neighborhood and move my feet until I am awake enough that we could call it a morning run. And after a few weeks of this, early in the morning, the darkness of these early mornings has transformed and evolved from some strange sight to a type of companion. And I know the rhythms of my neighborhood and where the lampposts are, which provide the greatest gift, light. Light that illuminates my surroundings, even if just for a moment. Light that helps me see a neighbor walking his dog is not a threat, but just a fellow pre-dawn pilgrim out early in the morning. The best thing about running so early in the morning is I can pray aloud and no one will think it is strange. And so I run down empty streets praying out loud for Drew and our kids and coworkers, family and friends and you all, the church and the world. And as I go, I have found myself praying a new prayer that I've never prayed before. I pray for the sun to rise. In the darkness, I feel the solitude and I connect with God in it, but I still yearn for the sunlight. For light allows the world to expand beyond just what I could see in front of me in the dark, to all the way where my eyes could carry me. I miss hearing the sounds of a moving world. I miss seeing the joy of a world that just blossoms in the sunlight. In the dark, I feel the absence of light. But when I pray for the sun to rise, the absence transforms from desolation into anticipation of all that is going to come in the coming day, of abundance. Abundance of sunlight, abundance of hidden miracles and opportunities and minutes and hours and days. Abundance, it is the trademark of our Creator, who lavishly floods the world with light as if on the first day of creation. And so I pray for the sun to rise, knowing full well it will not for another 2 hours. I pray for the sun to rise, knowing that my prayers don't actually cause the sun to rise, but finding that placing all of my hope in the coming of the light of the world somehow connects me with an intent far beyond myself. Praying for the sun to rise sets the course of what I see once it does come up. It changes how I see my neighborhood when I pull out of my driveway to take the kids to school, usually a little hurried. And I see the sidewalks that I had run in the darkness now bathed with light. And there are people out walking, talking to one another. I pray for the sun to rise with a sense of both urgency and patience, as if I'm actively joining with the intent of God. Let there be light. Let there be the daily resurrection of illumination that allows us to see our wondrous world. Let there be flowers that blossom under the sun's rays. Let there be relationships with neighbors, gentle greetings of strangers on the street, a life without fear. Let there be hope for a world that trembles in the darkness of the night. When did we last awake in the morning and rejoice over the extravagant privilege of another sunrise? When did we last awake in the morning and receive the sunrise as a gift? Behold before us another opportunity for you to be whatever you will be. Merton writes, and it's in our Sunday morning reading from the Book of Hours, this psalm. The first chirps of the waking birds bring the beginning of the dawn under a sky as yet without real light, a moment of awe, an inexpressible innocence, when the Father, in perfect silence, opens their eyes. They speak to God not with fluent song, but with an awakening question. Their condition asks them, "Is it time to be?" And God answers, "Yes." And then they, one by one, wake up and become birds. They manifest themselves as birds, beginning to sing. Presently, they will be fully themselves and will even fly. Meanwhile, the most wonderful moment of the day is that when creation, in its innocence, ask permission to be once again, as it did on the first morning that ever was. All wisdom seeks to collect and manifest itself at that blind, sweet point. But human wisdom does not succeed, for we have fallen into self-mastery and cannot ask permission of anyone. We face our mornings as people of undaunted purpose. We know the time, we dictate the terms, we know what time it is. But for the birds, there is not a time they tell, but the virgin point between darkness and light, between non-being and being, so they wake. First the catbirds and cardinals, later the song sparrows and the wrens, last of all the doves and the crows. Here is an unspeakable secret. Paradise is all around us, and we don't understand. It's wide open, but we do not know it. We are off, one to his farm and another to his merchandise. Lights on, clocks ticking, thermostats working, stoves cooking, electric shavers filling radios with static. "Wisdom," cries the dawn deacon, but we do not attend. This day, with the sun already risen, miracle in and of itself, even if you didn't notice this morning, let us take a moment to be in awe. Even with all you know or think you know of what the day will hold, even with all you anticipate of what you must do today or who you must be today, even with exhaustion that will greet you at nightfall, you have permission this morning to be. It is your birthright. For as long as your lungs will fill and your heart can beat, you have permission to be who you are. Flesh and bone, muscle and mind. For you are loved by God just as much as the lilies of the field and the birds of the air. The birds see each morning as a miracle, never dulled by its regularity. They sing the world awake, unfolding the mystery in its exaggerated beauty. All while we've got places to go, kids to wake up, and deadlines to chase after. Here is the unspeakable secret. Paradise is all around us. Hear the words of Psalm 46. "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. The Holy One utters her voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Amen.